First up on High Velocity today is a VP and Director of HR Services for Omega HR Solutions. Welcome to the show, Mike Haberman.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
So what did you think of what was your favorite commercial last night?
I was torn between the Darth Vader commercial and then we got a good chuckle at the party I was at with the Dorito commercial where the guy grabbed the finger.
That ad freaked me out. Now, I don't mind.
It was kind of gross, but yes.
Mike, thanks so much for being on the show. And who's up next?
I don't mind admitting as a 41-year-old man that I don't lick the Dorito goop off my fingers, but that I didn't need to see it on. Oh, wrong. So, Mike, tell us a little bit about what you do for a living.
I help small companies and mid-sized companies do good human resources, and that's really what my passion is. I've been helping that marketplace for, 20 years or so, and in addition to that, I also teach human resources at a couple different universities and some continuing education. So my passion, because I have seen so much bad human resources done in companies, is to help companies do good human resources.
Give me an example of an organization and a couple of telltale signs that they need a service like yours.
Oh, it is typically a small organization where they do not have anybody trained in human resources, where you walk in and the person who is also the HR person is the receptionist, or the accounting manager, or the controller, and when you ask them to see an immigration form, their I-9, they look at you with puzzlement in their eyes, and they have no idea what
that is. They go straight to Google, right?
Yes, yes. They don't have an employee handbook. They've called me because somebody has walked out the door and threatened to sue them, and now they're concerned, or somebody has told them that they're doing things incorrectly. They've been to a seminar. So it is typically that small organization who has grown up without any organization, and now they've reached the size where they're bringing a different mix of people in. People are coming from larger companies that have experience with human resources, and these people are behind the curve. So it is that deer in the headlight look when I start talking to them about HR issues that is a good indication that they need some help.
That's part of your marketing profile, is you look for people inside organizations who have that deer in the headlight look. That's
yes. I go around shining a light.
Right. So how did you get in this HR racket to begin with? What's your background?
Had his deer in the headlight look of his own.
Right.
I actually have one of the strangest backgrounds you'll ever. I studied monkeys and chimpanzees, was working on a PhD in comparative animal psychology, and decided that there really wasn't a good living in that. And I went to an employment agency to see if they
You're not being funny.
No, I'm not being funny.
That's what you did.
That is. I'm dead serious. I moved here.
Comparative animal psychiatry.
Psychology.
Sounds like a perfectly appropriate training ground for HR.
Absolutely. I studied monkeys and chimpanzees and their learning processes and their social processes. And so, in some cases, it's been very good training for being in human resources. I got out of that world, got into the business world, initially doing some recruiting because that employment agency had absolutely no idea what to do with me. It's like, who can we sell this background to? So why don't you go to work for us? And worked 12 years, 13 years in a couple different industries, hardcore industry, high-tech industry, and lived in a neighborhood where I played Alta tennis, and my tennis partners were all business owners and business managers, and it got to be the old doctor story. You know, doc, my elbow hurts. Well, in this case, Mike, I have this problem employed. What do you think I ought to do? And finally, one of them said, there's a business out there for you. You need to hang up a shingle and help these small companies. And at the time, I was working for a software company that 2 months later, it went belly up, and I took that as a sign. And when everybody else went scrambling for a job, I hung a shingle up, and that was 1991, and here I sit today. So it's that, and I turned two of those tennis players into customers within the first month. So it's worked.
Alta Tennis is a great marketing breeding ground. I've gotten a lot of opportunities from my Alta days, absolutely.
You're a tennis player. I forgot about that.
It's like being on the golf course. I mean, while you're sitting there in a match, you have an opportunity to sit there and have conversations with people while you're watching your other team members play. So you've got a captured audience in a sense.
So what's the downside? What kind of price are people paying if the small business people, what kind of price are they paying if they're not working with you or someone like you?
I'll give you an example. The immigration, ICE, which is, you know, immigration, shoot, I can't remember what ICE stands for. It's the enforcement people. It's that they're the ones that go out and knock on the door and say, we want to see your I-9s. We want to take a look at whether all your employees are here legally or not, and
right.
have the legal right to work in the United States. There was an example, and they're now out actively doing a lot of enforcement. They're doing a lot of audits. And there was an example the other day of a company that had 50 employees that had been in business for a period of time. They had made a mistake on every one of their I-9s and ended up with a fine of over $100,000.
And see, that can sink a lot of businesses. Can $100,000?
Absolutely. The average cost of a lawsuit, if somebody suing you today, even on a small company, is about $150,000. And I know a lot of small companies, if they had to write a check off the bottom line for $150,000, they go out of business.
Right.
Even some larger companies. There was a restaurant chain here in the Atlanta area that got sued for sexual harassment. The settlement against them was $1 million. They're gone now.
So working with you, one of the great benefits is peace of mind, right?
Absolutely. It's like buying an insurance policy. And people often say, well, you know, I haven't gotten sued so far, or I haven't had this problem occur so far. And I often ask them, I said, do you have life insurance? And they go, well, certainly I have life insurance. And I go, why? You haven't died yet.
I like that.
You know, it's the same thing. You know, why not clean up your files? Why not make sure that your supervisors are trained appropriately to conduct legal interviews? Why not make sure that all your paperwork is aligned, that you are recruiting properly, that you're not being discriminatory in all your processes? Why not pay now to get that cleaned up? Why not have me on a monthly retainer so that you can call and ask this? And it's like paying for an insurance policy. You may never get sued, but the good thing is if you do, you know that things are in place and you're going to be protected when you end up having to go to court.
Mike, you mentioned earlier that you serve small businesses. I'd wonder if you could be a little bit more specific about the more exact profile that you serve to help our audience better understand how you could help them. But second, my follow-up question to that is you service small businesses, but is there a trend? I'm just curious, is there a trend in larger organizations, even though they have the capacity maybe internally, but still outsourcing the specialty to a company like yours?
To answer the first part of the question, the typical size customer that I deal with is a company that typically has fewer than 250 employees, even probably more often fewer than 100 employees, because up to that point, they do not see the need to have a full-time trained professional human resources person. All the federal laws out there dealing with human resources are for companies that have 15 or more employees, and some of them even fewer than 15 employees. So very few companies out there escape any of these regulations that they have to deal with. They deal with them out of ignorance. So once a company gets a human resources person, even that person typically is overworked and undertrained. So that's why I work with companies up to about 250. I've worked with larger as well. And the larger ones, what's happening in larger organizations is they're trying to go as lean as possible. So they cut back in the size of their human resources department. They're stretching those people thin. In human resources, you have something called job enrichment and job enlargement. Job enrichment is doing something more interesting. Job enlargement is just doing more of what you've been doing before. And most HR people and organizations, even large organizations, have had their jobs enlarged, and they are stretched thin. So for them to be able to outsource a project is of a big benefit to them.
Mike, a lot of my friends are full-time employees and gainfully employed, but on a contract basis. Are you seeing a trend where large organizations are retaining the same amount of people involved in the organization, but not as a full-time employee, but as a, on a contract basis? And how does that affect your world?
Well, it affects my world in the fact that in many cases, those companies are screwing up how they're working with those people, because in many cases, they're calling people contractors, and they indeed are not truly contractors. They are actually, the IRS and the Department of Labor are looking very closely at those relationships and calling those people employees as opposed to calling them contractors. You've heard the term a 1099 employee. There is no such thing as a 1099 employee. 1099 is a contractor, right? And it's got to be an independent contractor, and there are a bunch of hoops that you have to jump through. So there are a lot of larger companies out there that are screwing up that relationship, and they need to understand that. So that's, you know, but in the meantime, by all these unemployed HR people that are out there that are taking on these contracts, it bites into my market a little bit too. So
a 1099 employee is actually an oxymoron.
That's correct.
So by virtue of them being 1099, they're not technically an, I've been calling them 1099 employees for, well, forever.
Well, that sounds like that's just one of any number of potholes that a small business, medium-sized business can fall into because they don't have the proper counsel on board. They do need to at least entertain a substantive conversation with someone like you to give them some initial direction. What's the best way for our listeners to get in touch with you and learn more about your services and at least kind of have this initial conversation?
There are a couple different ways. I have a number of contacts. Our website, www.omegahrsolutions.com, is the best place to go. On there, I have a human resources blog called HR Observations that I've written for 4.5 years. It's a good source of information to go and review what's going on in the world of human resources at the moment. I have a Twitter handle, which is just Mike Haberman, MikeHaberman. And then my LinkedIn profile, which is out there as well. So a lot of different ways. And then certainly my phone number, which is 678-3...
You don't ever call yourself, do you?
No, I don't.
You want me to get your phone number for you, Mike?
Yeah, please. What's my phone number?
Todd will get the man's phone number.
It is 678-361-8683. I hate that one.
Yeah, obviously would prefer you not to call him.
But there are a lot of different ways to get to Mr. Mike here. And I hope you'll come back sometime because I want to hear more about it. It sounds like you're neck deep in this blogging and social media and outreach with you. Would you be willing to come back and visit with us again sometime, maybe even bring a client?
Oh, absolutely. I'd love to.
That would be a lot of fun. Can you hang out with us while we visit with our next guest?
Sure.
Well, thanks so much for being on, man. That's a lot of fun. We'll have you back.
Thank you for having me today.